glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, April 9th, 2018. On Saturday, WGNN celebrated its 22nd birthday. Happy birthday, everyone. And in fact, in just a few minutes, you're going to hear my voice from 22 years ago, along with some comments from 2 years ago, as I've taken our first ever broadcast from April 7th of 1996. It was Easter Sunday, and that first ever broadcast was an hour long, and I've condensed it with just my and Phil Shepherd's remarks from that historic first ever broadcast, and we'll play that along with some commentary that I made a couple years ago as we were celebrating our 20th birthday and gearing up for our event at Lincoln Square. It's hard to believe that our 20th birthday celebration was 2 years ago at Lincoln Square. So you'll hear all those remarks in just a minute. But it was a very happy, sad weekend as Holly and I attended two visitations and a funeral service and also a 50th wedding anniversary and a 90th birthday. But our hearts go out to Denise Enright and the whole family as her beloved husband Ken went to be with the Lord a few weeks ago. A dear, dear friend to Holly and I in this radio ministry. So on Friday night, we attended the visitation and then the service on Saturday and left at peace because we know he was a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, as was all of the children that testified to him finishing well and his legacy that they're hoping to live on. And speaking of legacies, then we headed over to Homer Lake and celebrated with Herb, the radio servant, and Marge Ketchum as they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, which coincided with our 22nd birthday of Great News Radio. It was April 7th on Saturday, and so we always get to celebrate an anniversary with them and a birthday party for the radio ministry. So it was great to be with them and many of the singing men and the many people that love Herb and Marge Ketchum. And then yesterday after church, we attended Robert McCandless's 90th birthday, as his daughter Carla has been a great friend for many years. In fact, was a part of a singles group I was involved in 30-plus years ago. And many times I'd see Robert over at Lincoln Square with a bunch of old guys meeting in the food court. Many of you maybe have had a photograph taken by him over these many years, but it was his 90th birthday. And then when we finished celebrating with the McCandless clan and all those friends, we headed to Atlanta, Illinois, to support Skip the Bear Chair Duvel, as his wife Jeannie, who had been battling with health issues for many years, went to be with the Lord last week. So we want to lift up Skip Duvel and his family, along with Denise Enright and her family, as they go through a period of grieving, yet knowing that their loved ones are with the Lord. Well, as mentioned, these were some remarks from a couple years ago as I introduce our first ever historic broadcast from Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. Well, today it's a very special broadcast. I have to fit an hour's worth of material into about 25 minutes. I already know I'll be preempting SRN News, but it'll be worth it because some of you have never heard the historic first ever broadcast of this radio ministry. We went on the air as Good News Radio, Inc. on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, on our first frequency, WGNN 102.5 FM, and you're going to hear Phil Shepherd. He MCs the program. But with it being an hour broadcast and trying to fit it all into this edition of Mark and Friends, I'll keep the remarks of just Phil and I, shorten some of the songs so that you really get a good sampling and feeling of what our very first ever broadcast was. Now, you'll find out right away, I had a cold. Don't you know the first ever broadcast going up to Moody? I came down with something, so you'll hear that throughout today's program. But with it airing on Easter Sunday, you'll hear the music of the season. You're already hearing one of the favorites, the Hallelujah Chorus, as that's the first song we ever played when we launched this radio ministry. So buckle up, sit back, reminisce with me, and give God all the praise as we talk through how this ministry was birthed, the vision for it, and many of the key people behind it.
Hallelujah! He is risen, and he shall reign forever and ever. You are listening to the first historic broadcast of Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM. What a glorious day to raise up this radio station in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord on this Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996. We are here to bring you the good news. This is Mark Burns, General Manager of Good News Radio, and I welcome you to this commemorative broadcast.
Heard a portion of Crown Him with Many Crowns, followed by Enduce Dubilo, and you'll hear Phil Shepherd again, who's hosting our first ever historic broadcast as recorded on April 7th of 1996. It was Easter Sunday, and this one-hour program is being condensed into today's edition of Mark and Friends. But the upcoming song, Ain't of That Good News, we used to have as theme music for our opening. And it was always a hard one to manage because that Kathleen Battle hits such high notes, I would almost distort every time. So I had to work the mixer board every day. But what a great day to launch the radio ministry, Easter Sunday. Back to some great music, and then our host for the first ever broadcast, Phil Shepherd, will have some remarks and then ask me some questions.
You've just heard Crown Him with Many Crowns, an anthem that celebrates the majesty and glory of our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. We also heard Enduce Jubilo. I'm Phil Shepherd, Director of Satellite Services for the Moody Bible Institute. On behalf of the Moody Broadcasting Network, with close to 20 owned and operated stations and 300 affiliated stations across the country, I would like to welcome Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM to our radio broadcasting family. This is a joyous day on Easter Sunday 1996 to give birth to a brand new radio station to the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. These airwaves at 102.5 FM are sanctified until He comes to proclaim His glory and His wonderful message, the good news. We celebrate this Easter Sunday the birth of Good News Radio WGNN 102.5 FM. At the beginning of all great works of God, we find people. People with a vision to extend the kingdom of God. No stranger to many people in the Twin City area. Mark, tell us about your background leading up to this exciting day.
Well, in one word, it's been God. I've been involved in the food retail business, Jewel Food Stores, for a number of years,
worked with the Urbana 93 convention. And then as we found out about our interest in radio and moved forward on it, I took a temporary job at the Convention and Visitor Bureau. So there's some income coming in as we've been working on the radio project now close to 3 years.
Well, the radio station has come about by a number of other people also who have been interested. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the group that's behind Good News Radio.
Well, it's been a miracle-filled ministry adventure. Though there have been many people in the East Central Illinois area praying and hoping for a Moody affiliate in this area, my involvement really began in April of 93 during a Bible study. We were at the home of Dr. David Dunn and his father, Dr. Bruce Dunn, who was a radio pastor for many, many years, shared during our prayer time the fact that he was hoping and praying that a Moody affiliate, a new station, would come to the Champaign-Urbana East Central Illinois area. And so as he shared that request, and I listened on, and we thought, well, that's interesting, but we didn't know much about radio at the time, and we thought, well, we'll pray for him. That's something on his heart. Well, about 2 or 3 weeks later, he again shared this prayer request. He really wanted to have a Moody affiliate in this area and said it could really minister to thousands of people. So again, we felt called to pray, and we prayed with him on that. And then the next month, he said, you know, Mark, we've been thinking and praying, and we'd love to have you managing this project. And we kind of laughed and thought, well, we don't know much about radio. And he said, well, with Moody, because it's kind of known as the Cadillac of Christian Broadcasting, you wouldn't have to learn everything about radio, just a few things, and we really need someone maybe to manage a project. And so on the recommendation of Dr. Bruce Dunn, I came up to Moody, to the Moody Bible Institute, and met with Bob Neff, who's the vice president of broadcasting. And it was a real interesting appointment because not having any radio background, I didn't know what questions to ask. I really didn't even know why I was there other than at the prodding and recommendation of Dr. Bruce Dunn. So as I walked into Bob Neff's office, I said, hi, Bob, my name's Mark Burns, and I'm really not sure why I'm here, but I would like to know a little more about radio and how the Moody Network works. And we began a dialogue, which then a few weeks later, I was with another member of a radio ministry, Cornerstone Community Radio, and got in touch with Dick Van Zandt. And he and his group had been working to bring a Moody affiliate to the area for a few years. And they were looking for an individual that would help. And so as we met months later at a National Religious Broadcasters Convention and talked with them and discussed, would God really lead us into radio ministry? We felt that it was the right direction, and they really wanted to hire us to consult and move the project forward. So really the last 2 years it's been moving the project forward, getting it on the air, and now I'm happy to say we are on the air.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Well, and what's also been excited, besides this board, we're developing an advisory task force, and these are gifted men and women, godly men and women from throughout the listening area. So men and women from Paxton, Gibson City, Loda, Champaign, Urbana, St. Joseph, Monticello, and these men and women, we're calling them to come together to give us some spiritual advice, leadership, and direction on where this ministry can go and how it can most effectively minister to the folks and families of East Central Illinois.
It takes a lot of people, doesn't it, to do it? And it's so great to have these people who are friends of the ministry. And the one thing about Christian radio, especially a non-for-profit, operation, is that it's everybody's. They take ownership. Unlike a commercial station where you take and deliver a audience to an advertiser, we exist solely for the listener, and we solely depend upon the listeners to support this ministry. Yes, and we're thankful so much for those who have already caught that perfect vision. Well, speaking of visions, it does take vision, and you caught the vision, and it was almost as though you didn't even have a chance. Let's listen to Debbie Boone.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy prayer.
vision, praying for God to guide and direct. And yes, the vision has carried us to this point on Easter Sunday 1996, a brand new ministry over the airwaves here, 102.5 FM. And we're so thankful to God for what He has raised up. But with a vision, there's also a vision for the future. And Mark, tell us, what is your vision? Where are we going with this ministry?
We feel that the Lord would have us focus on really three areas, and I'll just summarize them real briefly, but it's to edify, to educate, and to evangelize the folks and families that live and travel throughout East Central Illinois. And to edify, we really feel that our programming, that our music mix and selection and variety, we really will build up and encourage people. To educate, we feel that the program content will help teach really good Christian values, really good values for anyone. Mm. A lot of the education program will be on family, growth, a variety of topics that we feel are necessary and helpful to encourage people. And then finally, to evangelize. And this is a really exciting element, I think, of the station, is to reach out and to touch people with a simple message, but a profound message that God loves them and has a very specific plan and purpose for their life. And I really think that the people throughout East Central Illinois will really embrace that message and recognize that we want to proclaim that God loves them. And we hope to do a number of things that will encourage that.
Mm, wonderful. And as we consider the fact that we have a university with people from around the world that come in and are going to be able to hear one of many ministry outlets, but they're going to be able to hear the opportunity to hear the preaching and teaching and the music on this radio station, that they then maybe can go back to where they came from and share what they've learned. So it's very exciting. Thank you so very much. Let's listen now to a song I think designed especially for today, and actually the title of it is Easter Song.
Hear the bells ringing, nice singing, now you can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, nice singing, Christ is risen from the dead.
The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heavens.
He is risen.
We proclaim His name.
Jesus, the Lamb of God, the first and last.
Jesus, the Son of God and the light of the world.
Jesus, the Word of God, the great I am.
We praise the name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, we come to you at this time to dedicate this ministry of WGN and 102.5 FM to your service, to your ministry. We pray, Lord, that you would take all of the technical data, all of the equipment, all of these things, and we pray, Lord, as we sanctify them and set them apart for your holy use, that, Lord, that you would give them a life beyond their normal use, that you would use them, Lord, to reach into the hearts of people, into their homes, into their cars, wherever they might be, may they hear and may they believe. Lord, we dedicate Mark to minister to people throughout East Central Illinois, for the board behind them and helping them and working with them. I pray that you'll give them wisdom as they make decisions in the days ahead, as the visions of the ministry continue to come, and as they program and they plan out the future. We pray, Lord, that you would take it and use it for your honor and glory.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow, how those prayers have been answered, and we've stayed steadfast to our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in. Thank you for all your support, your prayers, your involvement, your volunteer efforts, the many ways you've allowed this radio ministry to continue to broadcast the Good News message 24 hours a day. If you just tuned in, you're hearing a portion of the first ever historic broadcast as recorded on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network hosted the program. It was an hour long, so I've condensed a lot of the music and some of the comments so that you could get a little sampling and praise God for what He's done through this radio ministry. I'll close out that first program with a song by Steve Camp, followed by Steve Green, and a short closing remark from Phil and myself. I'm so glad you could be a part of today's broadcast. So now back to some great music by Steve Camp and Steve Green.
This is Mark Burns. Thank you for joining us with our Easter celebration on this first day of broadcast. We look forward to serving you from this day forth.
And this is Phil Shepherd. It's been a delight to be a part of this historic broadcast. Was our first ever historic broadcast as recorded on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996. The special feature is archived at greatnewsradio.org. You could probably tell I had a nasty cold. It just came out of nowhere right before we produced that program. But wow,
Thank you, God, for his goodness in providing this radio ministry for these 20 years, and we hope for many more. Well, if you missed the beginning or the front end of this program, and I just referenced 20 years, well, that was a remake 2 years ago to celebrate our 20th anniversary, as I was playing the first ever broadcast from April 7th of 1996. It was on Easter Sunday. And if you're a little confused, what, Mark? What's happening? Well, you heard my voice from 22 years ago when I had a nasty cold doing the first ever historic broadcast. Then 2 years ago, I remastered the original program to fit it into today's edition of Mark and Friends. As on Saturday, WGNN, this radio ministry, turned 22 years old. And I felt it'd be wonderful to share that with you. So you heard my voice from 22 years ago, from 2 years ago, and from today, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And I will mention, if you listen to some of the vision that was shared 20 plus years ago, we're doing conversational English classes, so we certainly are reaching internationals in unique ways. We've acquired the Prime Life Times newspaper, now into our 6th month. With 26,000 plus readers having an impact throughout the area, and it's exciting to see how God's using that. Our theater troupe has been launched, and we're still getting great feedback from It's a Wonderful Life, the radio drama that we put onto a CD. The Singing Men continue to be active and involved. And now over a year, almost a year and a half at Lincoln Square in our new studio center. So exciting times continue, and I thank God for your support, for your prayers, for your involvement. So many different ways that we continue to educate, edify, and evangelize all who listen. Well, thank you for listening to today's special broadcast, and we'll have Marianne in the studio tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll read some things from the Prime Life Times. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.